A reading from the Good News according to Mark. Herod was the one who had John the Baptist arrested and bound in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, whom he had married. John had said to Herod, "It is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife." Herodias harbored a grudge against him and wanted to kill him, but was unable to do so. Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody. When he heard him speak, he was very much perplexed, yet he liked to listen to him. She had an opportunity one day when Herod, on his birthday, gave a banquet for his courtiers, his military officers, and the leading men of Galilee. Herodias' own daughter came in and performed a dance that delighted Herod and his guests. The king said to the girl, "Ask of me whatever you wish, and I will grant it to you." He even swore many things to her. "I will grant you whatever you ask of me, even to half of my kingdom." She went out and said to her mother, "What shall I ask for?" She replied, "The head of John the Baptist." The girl hurried back to the king's presence and made her request. "I want you to give me at once, on a platter, the head of John the Baptist." The king was deeply distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests, he did not wish to break his word to her. So he promptly dispatched an executioner with orders to bring back his head. He went off and beheaded him in the prison. He brought in the head on a platter and gave it to the girl. The girl, in turn, gave it to her mother. When his disciples heard about it, they came and took his body and laid it in a tomb. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Integrity, that's what it's about. That's what John the Baptist was about. He was, fundamentally, a man of integrity, and he paid for it. Even from the beginning, when he went out into the desert to begin his preaching campaign, it was never about him. It was about Jesus, the Christ, the long-awaited Savior. John was a kind of mirror that reflected back the truth of who Jesus was and who John wasn't. Already in the beginning of the Gospel, according to John, we hear him say, "He must increase, but I must decrease." This was the theme of his life, always. It wasn't about him. Integrity, genuine integrity, is a rare commodity these days. Maybe it always was. Real integrity is about actions consistent with words. It means doing what you say and being responsible to clean up any messes you make along the way. In integrity, things work. Out of integrity, they don't work. Integrity generates a flow of energy that is effective. It increases trust in a relationship or in a system. Integrity makes us feel alive and worthwhile. It gives our lives meaning. Then we don't care what others think of us because we know, deep down inside, that we are who we are, and that is good. We can live with ourselves in peace. Look at the contrast in our gospel story between King Herod and John the Baptist. Herod had arrested John for telling the truth. The truth was a threat to Herod's ego, and he wanted to get rid of it, get rid of the mirror of John the Baptist that reflected his real face. Herod was afraid of John, but at the same time he was fascinated by him. John evoked in Herod a confusion of feelings, a conflicted tangle of values that didn't fit together for Herod. They didn't fit together because Herod obviously wasn't a man of integrity. He was a broken, disjointed, disintegrating person who didn't know who he was or where he was headed. All he cared about was his image of power and his grotesque need for control. He was a broken man, but didn't even know it. John the Baptist, on the other hand, was all of a piece and totally, vulnerably, and profoundly at peace. The perfect image of the one whose advent he announced, Jesus the Christ. John's life ended tragically, but heroically. It went in witness of all that he lived for. Truly, he was a powerful example of what all of us are called to be. The time for integrity is now, and the place is here. In the words of our contemporary martyr, Martin Luther King, if we haven't found something we will die for, we aren't fit to live. For what or for whom would you be willing to die?